بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعد تقديم الشيخ العزيز عبد الحكيم دهاس حفظه الله ورعاه من بلاد الجزائر الحبيبة في محاضرة بعنوان فوائد من سورة يوسف، وهذا في يوم الأحد 18 من صفر 1440 هجري الموافق 28 من أكتوبر 2018 ميلادي. Muhyiddin Publications pleased to announce a lecture by Sheikh Abdul Hakim Dahas Habibullah Waraha from our beloved lands, the lands of Algeria, and that titled Contemplations from Surah Yusuf, and that's on Sunday the 18th of Safar 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 28th of October 2018 Miladi. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فإني أحمد الله تبارك وتعالى وأشكره على هذه النعمة التي وصلنا بها بإخواننا الطيبين القائمين على الدعوة في جزر أمريكا، وفقهم الله وسددهم وجعلهم مفاتيح للخير مغالق للشر، وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعلهم هداة مهتدين ومباركين أينما كانوا.
آمين. بالضبط. طيب شيخنا، اسمح لي انا ما اترجم خطبة الحاجة، معروفة عند كثير من الاخوة عندنا.
معلش.
من اختصار الوقت. As the Sheikh حفظه الله started by saying خطبة الحاجة, and just to save time on everybody, we're not going to translate خطبة الحاجة since the majority of you probably know what it is. But after that, the Sheikh حفظه الله said, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I thank him for connecting us with our brothers in the Caribbean and the islands of the Caribbeans as well as in the United States. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us and them keys for good and closures or locks for evil. Ameen, ameen. Naam, Sheikh.
Jazallahu ikhwanana ala ikhtiyarihum hadhihi as-sura allati ja'alaha Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala balsaman lil-juruh wa dhahaban lil-huzn wa ta'assiyan bi-ar-rusul alayhim as-salatu was-salam. فقد سأل الصحابة رضي الله عنهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا له لو قصصت علينا يا رسول الله فأنزل الله تبارك وتعالى هذه السورة، فبقوا زمانا طويلا ثم قالوا يا رسول الله حدثنا، يعني قص علينا، فقالوا قص علينا فوق الحديث ودون القرآن، فنزلت سورة يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام وهي كافية في ذهاب الحزن عن المسلم إذا ما أصابه الهم وأصابته الفتن، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول فيها وكلما قص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك، فهي كافية لإذهاب الحزن عن المسلم إذا ما أصابه الحزن سواء من قريب أو من بعيد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. So as the Sheikh Abdullah, may Allah reward our brothers for choosing this surah, that is Surah Yusuf. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as a healer for all kinds of wounds and as a reason to take away all kind of sadness. And he made this surah as a way to take role models in the prophets and messengers. As when the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are to tell something of a story or a history upon us, O Messenger of Allah, then Allah revealed to him this surah. And then after a long while, then the Sahaba came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told them, narrate upon us something above the hadith, meaning your narrations, and something below the Quran, or something between the hadith and the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Yusuf, which was sufficient to take away any sadness or any hardship, and was sufficient to take away any sadness or any hardship. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayat, and say, O Muhammad, Allah have revealed upon you from the news or the stories or the narrations of the messengers what will take sadness away from your heart. Naam.
هذه الصورة كما قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى فيها أكثر من 1000 فائدة وقد ألف فيها العلماء كتبا أفردوا فيها الفوائد الواردة فيها التي لا تكاد تنتهي وممن كتب في ذلك الإمام سورة يوسف في
شيخ سامحني الصوت قطع عندنا ومن ما كتب في ذلك الإمام
عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي
اللهم بارك
عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي
نعم سامحونا
في تفسير سورة يوسف في آخر تفسيره لهذه السورة أفرد جملة من الفوائد الغزيرة النافعة فندعو السامعين إلى مراجعة هذه الفوائد التي في هذا الكتاب تفسير الكريم الرحمن في تفسير القرآن الكريم ونحن بإذن الله تعالى سوف نقتصر على بعض الفوائد التي نرى بأننا أحوج ما نكون إليها في هذا الزمان إن شاء الله وبالله التوفيق
آمين
فضل.
شيخ حفظه الله said and this surah as Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله mentioned has more than 1,000 benefits and so many of the scholars have written books in which they have singled out the benefits from Surah Yusuf that may never end. And what has been written also upon the hands of Al-Imam Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahmahullah regarding the tafsir or the interpretation of Surah Yusuf that he mentioned in the end of his tafsir of the surah. He put so many of real strong benefits regarding this surah. So we ask, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhullah, we ask those who are listening to us to review this tafsir, tafsir al-Sa'di rahmahullah, and review these benefits in his famous book, Taysir al-Karim al-Rahman fi Tafsir al-Qur'an. And we, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will limit ourselves to some of the benefits that we see we're in dire need of in this time and place, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Naam.
هذه الصورة من فوائدها أنها تثبت نبوة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فهي دليل على صحة نبوته حيث أن رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم قص على قومه هذه القصة الطويلة وهو لم يقرأ كتب الأولين ولذلك قال الله تعالى وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون فمن ذلكم أيضا أن المرء ينبغي أن يبتعد عن أسباب الشر وأن يكتم ما من شأنه أن يضره لأن يوسف قال له أبوه لا تقصص يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. وينبغي كتمان السر وفي قضاء الحوائج. ومن فوائد هذه الصورة أنه يجوز أن يذكر الإنسان بما يكره على وجه النصيحة، بمعنى أننا إذا أردنا أن ننصح إنسان ورأينا أن هذا الإنسان شر على غيره فننصحه ونذكر شره خوفا من أن تصل أو يصل شره إلى الناس. ومن هذه الفوائد أن نعمة الله على العبد نعمة على أبنائه، ونعم من نعم الله على العبد أنه يعدل بين أبنائه، وأن يراعي الحسد الذي قد يكون بين الأبناء فيتحاشاه. ومن فوائد هذه الصورة أن البلاء موكل بالمنطق، موكل بالمنطق، لأن أبو يوسف يعني يعقوب قال يا بني إني أخاف أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب، فجاءوا فيما بعد وقالوا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب. ومن فوائد هذه الصورة أيضا أنها أصلا في تعبير الرؤى، أن تعبير الرؤى علم، أن علم التعبير من العلوم المهمة التي يعطيها الله سبحانه وتعالى من يشاء. وإن هذا العلم قد لا يتعلمه، وإنما يعطيه الله سبحانه وتعالى من يشاء، فقد كان علماء فحول لا يعرفون تعبير الرؤى ويعرفون من العلوم ما الله سبحانه وتعالى به عليم. تفضل.
بإذن الله تعالى. Also, as the Shaykh Abdullah continued by saying, and this surah from its benefits, that it confirms the prophethood of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an indication of the authenticity of his messengerhood and his prophethood, because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told us this story, the story of Prophet Yusuf, and he did not read the books of those who came before him. He did not read the books of the first generations. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and you were with them when they threw their pens down, competing with one another, who is going to be taking care of Maryam or Mary? And you were with them when وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ مَا يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ هُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ يَا شَيْخ أَنَا لَخْبَطْتَ هِنَا
وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ، يعني في موضعين في سورة آل عمران، وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ، وفي سورة يوسف وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ.
إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ، هذا هي
يعني هم
نعم نعم الله مستعان. So there's two, actually there's two different ayat here that I got mixed up. Surah Ali Imran, where it says, and when you were with them, when they threw their pens, competing with one another, who is going to take care of Maryam? And in Surah Yusuf, it says, and you were with them, or you were with them, is when they have gathered their consensus or gathered their opinion, who, wal'iyadu billah, or they end up plotting, in whom yamkurun, they ended up plotting. So from this, from these benefits, also the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, that we always keep ourselves away from any reason for evil, or any reason that will lead to fall into evil. As Prophet Yaqub, the father of Yusuf, mentioned in the ayat, O my son, do not tell your story upon your brothers, then they will plot against you, wal'iyadu billah. Also, from the benefits, that it is highly recommended that you keep matters secret or in hiding when it comes to trying to take care of your business. Also, if you wanted to advise a human being and seeing that this human being, wal'iyadu billah, is evil, Then you advise him privately, away from others, out of fear that his evil will reach the people. هنا شيخنا في من ضمن الفوائد إذا أردنا أن ننصح إنسان ورأينا أن هذا الإنسان شر على غيره فننصحه خوفا من أن يصل الشر إلى الناس مزبوط؟
نعم أكيد
نعم
أكيد
Again, just for the benefit, I wanted to repeat that to the Sheikh. If you wanted to advise a human being, and we've seen that this human being is evil upon others, then we must advise him out of fear that his evil reaches out the people. Also from the benefits is to contemplate on the blessings of Allah upon the servant and contemplate how a father is trying to be just between his sons or his children and how a father must look out for envy that may happen amongst the siblings and avoid such incidents where envy may happen. Also from the benefits of this surah, that البلاء موكل بالمنطق يعني البلاء على كيف اشرح هذه يا شيخ البلاء موكل بالمنطق
البلاء يعني على الإنسان أن يسكت عن الشر لا يقول شرا كما يقال اسكته عن شر تسلموا وقولوا خيرا تغنموا قد يقول إنسان أخاف أن يصيبني كذا أو أن أسجن أو أن يجري لي كذا فلعل الله سبحانه وتعالى يحقق ذلك من بسبب كلامه فالمرء ينبغي أن يتفائل وأن لا يتشائم وأن لا يقول أشياء يخاف منها
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So I asked the Sheikh for more clarity on this sentence. That's a very strong sentence in the Arabic language, at least for me. Al-bala muwakkal bil-mantiq. Mean calamity is tied directly with logic. The Sheikh, hafidhahullah, in explaining this, he said, upon the man that he must keep quiet upon any evil that he may think of. So you do not speak of the evil As is stated in the lines of poetry, keep away or keep quiet regarding the evil, you will be safe. And say what is good, then you will reap the benefits of what is good. As is the case with some people, that they may say, I fear that I will be afflicted by so-and-so, or I feel I will end up in prison, or I fear this or I fear that, from the evil that happens to every human being. It may be that Allah will fulfill that for him because of the speech of that individual. So it's upon the human being to always be optimistic, to always expect the good and have good assumptions of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's upon the individual to avoid being pessimistic or think evil of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a prime example about that in Surah Yusuf, when the father of Yusuf, Yaqub, alayhi salam, said to his son, Oh my son, I fear, when he told to his children rather, the brothers of Yusuf, Oh my children, I fear that you go with him, and I fear that the wolf will eat him. I fear that you go with him, take him with you, and I fear that the wolf will eat him. So they came back and said to their father, after they got rid of Yusuf, Oh, our dad, we did go, and we left him, so the wolf have eaten him. And also, from the benefits, is how to interpret dreams, or how to explain someone's dream. And this is actually from the important sciences and forms of knowledge in Islam, that Allah only bestows upon He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a science. Sheikh Hafidhahullah said, it is a science that an individual cannot learn, but rather Allah blesses whoever He wills with that. You may find very highly educated scholars upon the Sunnah that do not know of explaining the dreams or interpreting dreams. Naam.
من الفوائد العزيزة في هذه السورة أن نبي الله ورسوله يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو حفيد سيدنا إبراهيم الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو الذي بشرت به الملائكة السيدة سارة عندما جاءتها الملائكة، حيث قالت وامرأته قائمة، حيث قال الله تعالى وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب. فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام هو الحفيد المدلل لإبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقد وردت في هذه السورة قرابة 25 جملة كلها تربي الأبناء على العقيدة، حيث أن سيدنا يعقوب قال بعض الكلمات لابنه يوسف وبعض الكلمات لأبنائه الآخرين 11، كلها تدل على أسلوب الآباء في تعليم الأبناء التوحيد والتعلق بالله تبارك وتعالى. وسنذكر إن شاء الله تعالى في هذا المجلس بعض تلكم الكلمات أو الجمل التي تعلم التوحيد، ونذكر في خاتمة هذا المجلس أربع فوائد عزيزة نتوج بها هذا المجلس، وبالله التوفيق.
اللهم بارك. آمين. So the Shaykh Abdullah said, I inform the amazing benefits in this surah that the Prophet of Allah and his messenger Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the grandson of our master, the Prophet Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam, that the angels gave him the glad tidings of his children, or the angels gave the glad tidings to his wife Sarah. When the angels came to her in the surah, as mentioned in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, said, and his woman, meaning the woman of Ibrahim, is standing, and she laughed. Then we gave her the glad tidings of Ishaq or Isaac, and after him Yaqub or Jacob. Yaqub is the grandson, or is the last child, is the last grandson for Ibrahim. See, he was, as the Sheikh said, in a way, he was pampered. He was pampered since he was the youngest, in other words. And this surah, meaning Surah Yusuf, there were more than 25 sentences by which you would learn how fathers will educate their sons about the aqidah, or the belief in Islamic monotheism. For example, Yaqub have said to his son Yusuf so many of those sentences in this surah, as well as the other 11 siblings of Yusuf. All of it indicates the etiquette, the methodology of fathers in teaching their sons or their children tawheed or monotheism. And we mention, inshallah, in this lecture, some of these sentences or these words that teaches tawheed. And at the end of this lecture, bidnillahi ta'ala, there will be four more benefits by which we will crown or conclude this settings, and we ask Allah the success for doing so. Ameen. Allahumma hawlina alayna.
من الفوائد التي علمها يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام لأبنائه أنه قال لابنه يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا، ثم قال له إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. وهذا من العقيدة أننا نتخذ الشيطان عدوا ونحذر منه، حيث قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. فهذه من أصول عقائد أهل السنة أن يضبطوا هذا المعتقد أن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. والفائدة الأخرى أنه قال له وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث. وهنا الفائدة المستقاة من هذه الآية أن الاجتباء والاختيار والتفضيل هو من الله سبحانه وتعالى، فلذلك كأنه يقول اسأل ربك أن يجعلك من المختارين من الأنبياء من المرسلين، وهذه أمنية الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام، كما كان عليه الصلاة والسلام الخليل يقول ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، وكان يقول ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وكان زكريا يقول وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب، وكان يقول ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. ومن فوائد هذه السورة أيضا أن الأنبياء يعلمون أبناءهم أن يطلبوا الدرجات السامية في القربة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى، وليس هناك درجة سامية مثل أن يكون المرء نبيا أو رسولا. فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام قال وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك، فقال إن النعم لا تكون إلا من الله سبحانه وتعالى، وتمامها لا يكون إلا من الله تبارك وتعالى. ثم قال له وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل، أن أبويه إبراهيم وإسحاق أتم الله عليهم النعمة فماتوا وكانوا أنبياء رسل، بل هو خليل، بل هم خير أمة في ذاك الوقت. ولم يأمن يعقوب على نفسه أن يموت قبل أن تتم عليه النعمة، قال وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل. فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام كان حريصا كل الحرص أن يكون أبناؤه مثل جدهم الأول وجدهم الثاني، أو جدهم الثاني إسحاق وإبراهيم عليهم الصلاة والسلام.
نعم، الجد الأول والثاني،
الجد الأول وهو إسحاق والجد الثاني هو الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام.
عليه الصلاة والسلام. نعم، أنا فات علي بعض الآيات، الله مستعان. طيب، as the Sheikh Hawda Allah said, and also from the benefits that we learned that Yaqub or Jacob have taught to his children, when he said to his son Yusuf or Joseph, do not tell your story to your brothers, then they will plot in the worst ways against you. Verily the shaitan, and this is the point, verily the shaitan or Satan or the devil is a clear enemy, is a clear enemy to mankind. And this is from the Aqeedah, this is from the belief of the Muslim, that the shaitan is your clear enemy and you must be fully aware of the evil of the shaitan and stay away from him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another ayah about the shaitan, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا, so take him as an enemy. So it is from the fundamentals of the beliefs of people of Sunnah that we always guide our affairs by knowing that the shaitan is a clear enemy to mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentioned in the surah, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen you and teaches you from the interpretation of narrations. So being chosen, being preferred to other people, being given a preference above and beyond other human beings is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as if the Sheikh is saying, Yaqub was telling his son, Yusuf, ask your Lord to make you from those that are chosen, from those amongst the messengers and the prophets. And this, of course, is the wish of all of the prophets, or was the wish of all of the prophets. Just like Al-Khalil Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he said in the ayat, O my Lord, make me from those that establish the salah, and from make me from those who establish the salah, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and from my offspring. نعم. And from my offspring, meaning from my offspring or from my children or from my progeny, those who establish the salah. Also another ayah that concludes by, and from our progeny or from our children, make ummah muslimah, a Muslim Ummah, a Muslim nation. Also Zakaria mentioned, the Prophet Zakaria mentioned, وَإِنْ خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي فَهَبْ لِي
مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ
مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ نعم. And Zakaria mentioned, and if you are afraid of al-mawali, so give me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a child that will become a helper to me or assist in me. Also another ayah for Zakaria, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Zakaria or Zakari, رَبِّ لَا تَذِنِّي فَرْدًا
وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ
وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ Where he made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh my Lord, O Allah, do not leave me alone, and you are the best of those who give inheritance, or you are the best to inherit from. So the prophets always taught their children to ask for the highest of degree that will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is no higher degree for a human being other than being a prophet or a messenger. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat again that we mentioned earlier. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, have chosen you. Speaking of Ya'qub. In the interpretation of the hadith, in the interpretation of narrations, and completed his blessings upon you. So the ayah here, speaking of completing his blessings upon you, the blessings of Allah upon you, will teach us that the blessings cannot be except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the perfection and the completeness of such blessings can only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned another ayah, and upon the sons of Ya'qub or Jacob, just like it was completed upon their fathers before, upon the sons of Ya'qub or Jacob, alayhi salatu wassalam, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed such blessings upon his fathers before. Also another ayah. But rather, they were the best. No, rather, it was not an ayah. I take that back. The Sheikh said, and Prophet Ya'qub, the father of Yusuf, and before that, his grandfather of Ibrahim al-Khalil, they were the best of the people in their time. They were the best nation of their time. But yet, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, Ya'qub did not feel safe that he will die one day before that blessing is completed upon his children, the blessings of being upon Tawheed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Ya'qub and saying, and upon the sons of Ya'qub or the progeny of Ya'qub or Jacob, as it was completed upon, as the blessings was completed upon those before them. Asking meaning, asking for believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon and being upon Tawheed. So Ya'qub was severely, was careful to the most, to the highest degree. Just like his grandfather, the first one Ishaq, and his second grandfather Ibrahim al-Khalil, in his striving and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his children and his offspring will be upon Tawheed or upon monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam.
من الجمل التي علم فيها يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام أبنائه التوحيد لما جاءوا وقالوا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين قال لهم بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون فكلمة صبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون هذا موقف المؤمن الذي يدل على أنه متعلق بالله تبارك وتعالى فيصبر على أقدار الله عز وجل ويستعين بالله على ما يجري له في هذه الدنيا فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام علم نفسه وعلم أبناءه فقال لهم صبر جميل على هذه المصيبة العظيمة فقدان الابن الجميل الذي أوتي شطر جمال الدنيا ورغم ذلك ذكر نفسه بالصبر لأن هذه أقدار الله تبارك وتعالى، وهذا من معين التوحيد. والأمر الثاني قال الله المستعان، يعني الله هو الذي يعينني على البؤس وعلى شدة الألم الذي سيصيبني من فقدان ابني العزيز الذي أوتي نصف جمال الدنيا. نعم
الذي أوتي نصف جمال الدنيا. سمحنا شيخ خطا طويل. So the Sheikh رضا الله, and from the benefits that Yaqub or Jacob have taught his children regarding the matter of Tawheed or monotheism, is when they came back to them, to him, meaning came back to Yaqub or Jacob, and said that we have left, or we went, and we left Yusuf with our belongings, then the wolf ate him, and we know that you would never believe us, even if we were truthful. And we know that you would never believe us, even if we are honest about it or truthful. Then Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam answered him back and said, but rather it's your nafs, it's your souls, it's whatever you hide in your heart that have made it easy for you to do what you have done of this affair. And Allah and بل سولت أنفسكم لكم أمرا صبرا جميل والله المستعان. نعم. So beautiful patience, or I ask Allah to be upon the most beautiful of patience, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala والله المستعان, I ask Allah for his assistance and his aid upon what you have described to me. And this is the condition of the believer, as the Sheikh said حفظه الله, that his heart is always tied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's always patient with the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's always asking Allah for aid, help, and assistance in the affairs of this dunya, this life. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam was teaching himself in this ayat, as well as his sons, sabran jamila, beautiful patience, or be upon the best of patience, upon such great calamity, for losing such a beautiful or handsome son that was given a portion of the handsomeness or the beauty of this whole world. Along with that, he still reminded himself to be upon patience and told that to his sons to be upon patience. And the second point here from the ayah, that Yaqub said, Allahul Musta'an, I ask Allah for all of the aid and the assistance, meaning to help me upon the misery and upon the severity of pain that I would be going through for losing such a son that was given half the beauty of this world. Now.
كذلك من الآيات التي تدل على تعليم الأب أو الأم أو الوالدين لأبنائهم التوحيد, لما جاء الأبناء عند أبيهم, لما جاء الأبناء عند أبيهم بعدما ذهبوا إلى يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام وقالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظون, قال هل آمنكم عليه إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه من قبل, وهنا الشاهد فالله خير حفظا. قال علمهم أن الذي يحفظ هو الله سبحانه وتعالى, مهما بذلت من الجهود في حفظ أبنائي إن لم يحفظهم الله تبارك وتعالى فلا حافظ لهم إلا الله تبارك وتعالى, ولذلك قال لهم فالله خير حفظة. والجملة الثانية قال وهو أرحم الراحمين, فهذه جمل إذا ما تكررت من الأب نحو الأبناء والبنات والأحفاد والجيران ومن يلقون طلاب العلم, هذه سوف يتأدب عليها الأبناء, بدل أن يسبوا الله سبحانه وتعالى يقولون الله المستعان, وبدل أن يتزجروا ويسخطوا على القدر فيقول صبر جميل, وبدل أن ينوي شرا يقولوا الله خيرا حفظه. فهذه
على آخر واحدة يا شيخ لو سمحت، معلش سمحني، بدل الجدر من القدر
بدل التضجر، بدل التضجر والسخط على القدر، يقول الله المستعان، الله المستعان على ما تصفون. أقصد من كل ذلك أن هذه الكلمات التي يتعلمها الأبناء من الآباء، والتي هي أصل في كتاب الله، والتي هي من معين النبوة، إذا تكررت ذهبت عنا تلكم الكلمات النابية والتعيير والسب والشتم والكفر وغير ذلك. فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام انظر علم أبناءه كلمة الأولى قال صبر جميل، والكلمة الثانية قال الله المستعان على ما تصفون، والكلمة الثالثة فالله خير حفظة، والكلمة الرابعة وهو أرحم الراحمين، وما زالت الكلمات تتوالى في هذه الصورة. وإن كانت هي صورة يوسف فهي دلت أو تكلمت أكثر ما تتكلم عن يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. Sheikh Hafdallah continued by saying, also from the verses that indicates how the parents, how the fathers, how the mothers have to teach their children Tawheed and matters of monotheism. When the children of Yaqub came back to their father after Yusuf was lost by them, as he claimed, and they said, O our father, or rather after they went to Yusuf when he was in charge of the wealth of Egypt and asked him, they came back to their father and said, O our father, our portion of the grains and the treasures that were supposed to be taken back as residents of this land have been prevented from us. So send with us, or our portion of provision have been prevented from us. So send with us our brother, the other brother, so we can get our portion of provisions from Yusuf, not knowing it was Yusuf, of course, and verily we will take care of him. Then their father Yaqub said, how can I feel safe regarding him with you, just as I felt safe regarding Yusuf? And then he concluded by the ayat and he said, and verily Allah is the best of those that will keep people safe. So from this ayat we learn that no matter how much you have done and strived upon as a parent, you must always remember that Allah is Al-Hafidh, is the one that will preserve the people or keep him safe and secure. And the second benefit, as Yaqub told his children in the ayat, verily Allah is the most merciful of those who have mercy. Verily Allah is Arham al-Rahimin. So now that you see, as the Sheikh said, Hafdahullah, that no matter, that the beautiful thing here, the beautiful benefit here from these sentences, that you see how the parent always repeats towards his children and around his sons and daughters and even his grandchildren, as well as his neighbors, and other than that, even students of knowledge mention sentences from the Sunnah, that by which everybody learn how to behave and how to have good manners. As the Sheikh gave example, he said, so instead of cursing, for example, you say Allahul Musta'an. And instead of protesting the pre-decree of Allah and whatever happened of evil to you, as you may think, you're supposed to say sabran jamila. You say beautiful patience, ask Allah to keep me upon beautiful patience, and so on. As I interrupted the Sheikh and asked him to repeat that on me, he said, I mean by all of this that the children will learn from the parents, and this is something that is in the book of Allah, as well as we learn from different prophets and messengers, that this is how we get rid of protesting anything that happens to you as an individual, or cursing, or insulting, or falling into matters of disbelief, or even matters of polytheism, and other than that, that's related of evil, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, by learning what you need to know from such benefits in Surah Yusuf. For example, Yaqub here taught his sons and said, beautiful patience upon what you have described to me, sabran jamila. And he told them, or rather he said, beautiful patience, and stopped at there. He said, beautiful patience, sabran jamila. And he taught his children also another time, and he said, wallah al-musta'an, and I ask Allah for the aid and assistance upon what you have described. And he also told them another in the ayat, Allahu khayru hafid, that Allah is the best of preserving. And he also told them, and huwa, meaning Allah is arhamur rahimin, is the most merciful of those who have mercy. And the words, the Sheikh said, will come one after another in this surah, or this chapter of Surah Yusuf. And even though the surah was titled Surah Yusuf, the majority of the surah actually talks also about his father, Prophet Yaqub or Jacob. Now,
من الكلمات التي علم بها يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام أبناءه التوحيد أنه لما أراد أن يرسل معهم بنيامين أخاهم قال لهم لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم. فالشاهد في هذه الآية أنه علقهم بالله تبارك وتعالى وقال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله، فجعل موثق الله بينه وبينهم، ولم يجعل العهد بينهم وبينه يعني خوف من الأب أو احترام الأب، بل هو الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى والخوف من عقوبة الله تبارك وتعالى. لن أرسله حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به. ثم ذكرهم بأنه رغم حرصكم على الإتيان به قد يحاط بكم، إلا أن يحاط بكم، يعني بمعنى أنه قد يبذل الإنسان كل الجهود في ويحرص كل الحرص، ولكن إذا قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى قد يغلب على أمره. والله كما جاء في الآية قبلها في هذه السورة، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. فهذه الفائدة الأولى، وهذه الفائدة الثانية، أنه علقهم بالله تبارك وتعالى وأخذ عليهم العهد من الله تبارك وتعالى. مثل ما قال ذاك الرجل الصالح لموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام، والله على ما نقول وكيل. فينبغي على الأب أن يخوف أبناءه من الله ولا يخوفهم من نفسه. فهذا يعقوب قال تؤتوني موثقا من الله، يعني خافوا الله في أبيكم وفي أخيكم وردوه إلي. ثم قال لهم إلا أن يحاط بكم، بمعنى قد يأتي الأمر فوق طاقتكم. فلما آتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل. وهذه الفائدة الثالثة، هذه الفائدة الثالثة في هذه الآية، أنه وكل الله سبحانه وتعالى. فلما آتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل. فهذه ثلاث كلمات علم بها يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام أبناءه التعلق بالله تبارك وتعالى، وليس التعلق ولا الخوف من البشر. ويشبه ذلك ما قاله لقمان لابنه يا بني إنها إن تكو مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. بمعنى ينبغي أن تخاف من الله، لأن الله لو كانت ذرة في السماوات أو في الأرض سوف يأتي بها الله عز وجل. والشاهد من هذه الآية كلها أننا إذا أردنا أن نخوف الأبناء فلا نخوفهم من أنفسنا وإنما نخوفهم من الله، لأن نحن قد نمرض وقد نموت وقد نغيب وقد نفقر وقد نضعف، ولذلك إذا خوفنا الأبناء من أنفسنا فسوف لا يخافون منا إذا مرضنا وإذا متنا وإذا غبنا وإذا افتقرنا وإذا ضعفنا. ولذلك ينبغي للأب أن يخوف أبناءه من الله كما فعل يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الله أكبر، الله مبارك. So Sheikh Abdallah continued by saying, and from the words that Yaqub taught his children matters of Tawheed when he wanted to send along with them his other son Binyamin, their brother, he told them, I'm not going to send him with you until you bring me a covenant, a promise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're going to bring him back with you, except that if you have no choice, except that you are, in other words, overcome by somebody and he's taken from you. The point here that Yaqub connected his children with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, I'm not going to send him with you until you bring me a promise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made the promise between them and Allah, and not out of respect for him, meaning the father, their father Yaqub, or out of fear from the father or any other human being or any creation. But rather, he made the promise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he reminded them that no matter how careful they are in their movements and so on, in the trip, they may become overcome. They may become overcome by other factors that Allah distanced for them. Meaning that the man or the woman may strive in all ways and be careful regarding the religion, regarding the religion of his kids or his children. But if Allah destines that the person is overcome upon his affair, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what he destines. As Allah mentioned in the ayat, and Allah غالبٌ على أمري. كيف ترجم هذه؟ اسمح لي يا شيخ، هذه قوية عليها كتير بالإنجليزي. بس انظر في ترجمة الشيخ.
استطيع تجاوزها معلش.
نعم، هو عندنا الحمد لله ترجمة الشيخ تقي الدين الهلالي رحمة الله عليه.
ما شاء الله.
نعم. رحمة الله. في سورة يوسف أيضا صح؟ هذه هي. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولي ولدا، وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض.
ولما
نعم مش طالع الآية اللي هي والله غالب على أمري، ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. مش عارف سورة يوسف برضو يا شيخنا ولا سورة تانية؟
سورة يوسف. هي سورة يوسف في ذاك المرأة، في ذاك السياق الذي ذكرته الآن.
نعم نعم، بسم الله والله غالب على أمر آخر الآية ما شاء الله. طيب، so the Sheikh Hafdah quoted at the end of the verse from Surah Yusuf, which I cannot tell, the verse 21, in which at the end where it says, and Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most of men know not. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most of men know not. And this is the point here. As the Sheikh said, that there are three benefits that we're dealing with in this ayah. First, that Yaqub connected his children with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made them understand that all of their affairs, everything is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and took a promise upon them in front of Allah, that they promise in Allah, not promise in him. Just like the righteous man talked to Moses and he told him, and Allah is a witness upon what we say. And Allah is witness upon what we say. Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil. So it's a must upon the father, as the Sheikh said, to make his children fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Yaqub told his children, that you bring me a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the children should fear Allah regarding their fathers and their brothers and their sisters and so on. Except if you are overcome, except that you have no choice, meaning that something beyond your limits happened that you could not control. And then he reminded them even further, which is the third benefit here, when he said, Wallahi, Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil, meaning, and Allah upon us is a witness upon what we say. So these three benefits, Yaqub told his children to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not having any fear of the creation. And on top of this, and that resembles, as the Sheikh said, what he said to Luqman, or rather what Luqman said to his son in the ayat, in the other verses, O my son, verily, if it was the weight of a mustard, one single mustard seed that's in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know where it is. Verily, Allah is latifun khabir. I think we lost the Sheikh Yusuf, if you can hear me. The point here in this ayat, that we do not teach our children fear of other people, but rather we teach our children fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make their hearts connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by teaching them to only be fearful of Allah, the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because us, as human beings, we may become sick, or we may die, we may go into a coma, or we may become poor, or we may become weak. So if our children are fearful of us, they're not going to fear us. If we are sick, or if we die, or if we go into a coma, or if we become poor, or if we become weak. This is why it's a must upon the father to always put the fear of Allah, meaning in the hearts of his children, meaning make sure his children have fear of Allah in their chest. Only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have fear from only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
طيب ومن الآيات الدرر والفوائد العزيزة التي في هذه الصورة في ما يتعلق بالتوحيد أن يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام علم أبناءه الأحد عشر قائلا يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة ثم قال لهم وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. ففي هذه الآية خمس فوائد. الفائدة الأولى وهو أنه قال لهم يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة، وهو يعلمهم أن يبتعدوا، أن يكونوا كتلة واحدة لكي لا تصيبهم أعين الحاسدين، وأن يدخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. وهذا من الأسباب، أسباب التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى، من الأسباب التي هي ركن في التوكل على الله تبارك وتعالى. لأن التوكل له ثلاثة أركان. الركن الأول وهو الاعتماد والثقة بالله تبارك وتعالى. ثانيا التفويض، والتفويض تفويض الأمور إلى الله عز وجل. والركن الثالث وهو اتخاذ الأسباب. فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام علم أبناءه ركنا من أركان التوكل على الله تبارك وتعالى، وهو اتخاذ الأسباب والابتعاد عن الموانع. وهو قال لهم لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة، ثم قال لهم وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء. يعني يعقوب على الرغم من درجته السامية والعالية كما ذكرنا، أنه الحفيد المدلل الذي بشرت به الملائكة قبل أن يولد بعشرات السنين. قالت الملائكة وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب. وقال الله تعالى ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة. فيعقوب أمر عظيم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى، بشرت به الملائكة وهو ابن حفيد الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام، ورغم ذلك يقول لأبنائه وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء. فليس هناك فوق الأرض يوم ذاك أشرف من يعقوب، ومع ذلك يقول لأبنائه لا تتكلوا على الشرف ولا تتكلوا على النسب، بل توكلوا على الله عز وجل. قال وما أغني عنكم من الله من ماذا؟ من شيء ولو شيئا قليلا. ثم الفائدة الثالثة أو الرابعة، قال لهم إن الحكم إلا لله. هذه ينبغي أن نعلمها لأبنائنا، كما علمهم كما علم لأبنائه. الفائدة الأولى قال ما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء، وعلمهم اتخاذ الأسباب، علمهم أن الحكم لله تبارك وتعالى. إن الحكم إلا لله، الله هو الذي يعز ويذل ويرفع ويضع وينفع ويضر ويعطي ويمنع، وبيده ملكوت كل شيء سبحانه وتعالى. هذه فائدة عزيزة. قال بعدها وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء، إن الحكم إلا لله. قال عليه توكلت، عليه توكلت. والفائدة الرابعة أو الخامسة قال وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون، عليه أن فليتوكل المتوكلون. ثم قال الله تعالى ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء، ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب قضاها، وإنه لذو علم بما علمناه.
سمحني فات علي الآية، ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من شيء
من الله من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب قضاها. فهذه الكلمات الشاهد أن الآباء عليهم أن يعلموا أبناءهم مثل هذه الكلمات التي تنبت وتنبع من معين التوحيد لكي ينشأوا على ذلك. وهذا واجب بلا مزية، هذا واجب الآباء على الأبناء، ولا يقولوا أنه ولا يدعون أنهم قدموا شيئا للإسلام، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اتقوا الله ولن تحصوا، اتقوا الله ولن تحصوا. فمن تقوى الله عز وجل أن نعلم أبناءنا هذه الكلمات هروبا من كلمات الشارع وكلمات السب والشتم والعياذ بالله، والله أعلم.
الله أكبر. So the Sheikh continued by saying, Hafidhahullah, and then from the ayat, from the precious verses in this chapter or this surah, and from the huge benefits that are mentioned in this surah is what deals with matters of Tawheed and monotheism. When Ya'qub was addressing all 11 sons of his, alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, my sons, do not enter from one door, but rather enter from many doors. I will not be able to suffice you other than Allah suffices you with. I will not be able to suffice you with other than what Allah suffices you with. Verily, all of the dominion is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Allah, I have all of my dependence, and He is the best to have dependence upon. He is the best to have dependence upon. المتوكلون. Okay. And of course, yeah, and I hope everybody got the Noble Quran and look up the meanings of this ayat. So the first benefit here, that Ya'qub commanded all 11 sons of his to enter from different doors. So he was teaching them to stay away, to be in a gathering together out of fear that I, the evil eye, might, or the envy, or out of fear that they might become envied, or out of fear the evil eye falls upon them. This is actually from the reasons of having dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually a pillar of having tawakkul or dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or putting trust in Allah. Because having tawakkul upon Allah is actually have three different pillars, or three different pillars. The first of which is complete dependence and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is to always relay all of your affairs back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is to seek the reasons. So Ya'qub told his children, one of the pillars of tawakkul, or having trust or dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to seek the reasons and to stay away from anything that would prevent these reasons from happening. Then he told them, and I will never suffice you from what Allah destines for you, or will never suffice you from what Allah suffices you with. Meaning Ya'qub, with his high degree from amongst the prophets and messengers, and he was the pampered grandchild of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that the angels have given the glad tidings of his coming tens of years before he was born, as mentioned in the ayat, and we have given them, meaning his parents, the glad tidings of Ishaq or Isaac, and after him Ya'qub or Jacob. And the Sheikh mentioned another ayah that I lost here in the middle, but you get the benefit. Ya'qub was a great affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined for him to be born, and told the angels to give the glad tidings of his coming years before he was born. Ya'qub was the grandson of Ibrahim al-Khalil, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And despite all of this, Ya'qub is saying, I am not to suffice you from anything that Allah destines for you with, or I'm not to suffice you in any way or shape or form other than what Allah means for you. In other words, the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, do not rely on your honor or your lineage and so on as a human being. Because Ya'qub himself, alayhi salatu wassalam, the grandson of Ibrahim and the son of Zakaria, is telling his own children, including Yusuf, that's a prophet, also and a messenger, so the whole lineage of prophets and messengers, that I will not suffice you in any way, shape, or form than what Allah have destined for you. Then the third, or maybe the fourth benefit, as the Sheikh said, is mentioning that verily all of the dominion is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the benefit here, that we must teach our children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that humiliates and raises someone's status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will raise somebody and bring down somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that honors somebody and humiliates somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that benefits and harms. And in his hands subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dominion, the kingdom of everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he said, meaning Ya'qub in the ayat, alayhi tawakkalt, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I put all of my trust and all of my dependence. And I wish I can get the correct translation from the Noble Quran, so everybody can get the benefit. Naam. And he said, O my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates. And I cannot avail you against Allah at all. Verily, the decision rests only with Allah. In him I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in him. So here, as the ayat state, and upon him, those who have trust put the trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the fifth benefit upon that Ya'qub mentioned to his sons. Then he said in the next ayah, And when they entered according to their father's advice, it did not avail them in the least against the will of Allah. It was but a need of Yaqub, Jacob, inner self, which he discharged. And verily, he was endowed with knowledge because we had taught him. But most men know not. Most men know not. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Yaqub in the ayat, in the next ayah, and when they entered where their father Yaqub have commanded them, then nothing would have harmed them in the least. Nothing would have harmed them in the least that Allah would not have destined for them, except that it was something that Yaqub had in his nafs, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah destined that for him. And verily, he was endowed knowledge, meaning Yaqub had knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have taught him. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but most of the people do not know. Most of the people do not know. So upon the fathers, to conclude this point before we call the Sheikh back, upon the fathers to teach such words and such sentences to their children. These words and these sentences come from the spring of Tawheed, come from the well of Tawheed. This is an obligation upon us. Don't ever claim that by you having the children, you have introduced something to Islam. That's not what you're here for. But rather, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, fear Allah and never count. Meaning, fear Allah and never count. Meaning, never count the blessings that Allah have bestowed upon you in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So upon us to teach these words to our children from the Tawheed, instead of them learning the speech of the streets and cursing and insulting and so on. Wal-iyadu billah. Tafadhal, Sheikh. بقينا احنا عندنا المغرب بالكثير نص ساعة بإذن الله يدخل علينا هنا في أمريكا فبقي معنا حوالي نص ساعة بالكثير إن شاء الله بعدين نذهب صوت المغرب
طيب نضيف فائدة وبقية الدرس نتفق على تاريخ آخر إن شاء الله تعالى
بإذن الله تعالى بارك الله فيكم
لأن الفوائد الباقية ينبغي أن تكون مجموعة في درس واحد
بإذن الله
بعد ذلك نتفق إن شاء الله تعالى
ونتفق
على أحد الإخوة هنا أشار لي على طريقة لا ينقطع فيها الخط نتفق عليها فيما بعد إن شاء الله
بإذن الله تعالى جزاكم الله خير
من الفوائد العزيزة في العقيدة والتوحيد والتي علم يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام أبناءه بها حينما عادوا إليه وقالوا له إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وإنا لصادقون قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا فيعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام أعاد كلمة الصبر أعاد كلمة الصبر قال فصبر جميل مثل ما قالها في الأول لما فقد يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام وصحيح وحقيقة أن الذي يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين فرغم أن المصاب هو يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو ذكر نفسه وذكر أبناءه بالصبر عند المصائب والصبر عند الصدمة الأولى قال فصبر جميل ثم علمهم معتقدا آخر وهو أن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي يرد له أبناءه ثم علمهم صفة من صفات الله وصفتين من أسماء صفات الله واسمين كريمين من أسمائه قال إنه هو العليم الحكيم، العليم أين بحالي، العليم بما يصلح لي، الحكيم في ما يجري لي. فهو سبحانه وتعالى حكيم في كل أفعاله. هذه الكلمات الزاكيات التي علم يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام أبناءه بها هي التي ينبغي أن تكون بين الأبوين وبين أبنائهم وبين الأجداد وأحفادهم وبين المعلمين وتلاميذهم، أنهم يعلمونهم أن الله هو الرب، وهو الذي يأتي بالغيب، وهو الذي يعلم الغيب، وهو حكيم فيما يفعل. فقال لهم صبر جميل، عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا، إنه هو العليم الحكيم. ثلاث كلمات أو ثلاث جمل تحمل في طياتها عقائد ثقيلة ونوع من التوحيد الذي كان عليه الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام، والذي قال الله لنا أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده. فاحفظوا هذه الكلمات الثلاثة: عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا، فصبر جميل، والثاني عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا، إنه هو العليم الحكيم. ومن عزيز الفوائد التي في هذه الآية أن يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يقنط من رحمة الله عز وجل، بل إنه طمع في الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرد له حتى يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام، مع أن يوسف مضى عن غيابه 40 سنة وقيل 80 سنة، ومع ذلك فهو يقول يأتيني بهم جميعا، يعني بنيامين ويوسف عليهم الصلاة والسلام. فنسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يشرب قلوبنا هذه العقيدة الصحيحة، وأن يخرج من قلوبنا ضعف الثقة به سبحانه وتعالى، وأن يملأ قلوبنا منه خوفا وثقة ورجاء وتوكلا وتفويضا، إنه هو العليم الحكيم، وهو الذي فيه عليه التكلان ومنه الرجاء سبحانه وتعالى. وجزاكم الله خيرا، ونسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن ينفع بكم وأن ينفعكم وأن يصلح شأنكم كله، نسأل تبارك وتعالى أن يصلح بكم العباد، وأن يصلح بكم البلاد، وأن يجعلكم هداة مهتدين، وأن يجعلكم مفاتيح للخير مغالقة للشر، وأن يفتح بكم أعينا عمياء وأذانا صمة وقلوبا غلفة، وأن يجعلكم مباركين أينما كنتم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وإلى أن يجمعنا الله بكم في حصة قريبة إن شاء الله تعالى. نستودعكم الله الذي لا تضيع ودائعه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
الله أكبر، جزاكم الله خير يا شيخ. إن شاء الله أظن الأخ عبد الوديد بيوضب المعاد معاكم، مزبوط؟
نعم، الحصة الثانية لازم نضبط مع أخونا أبو عبد الوديد إن شاء الله.
بإذن الله، الله يحفظه ويبارك فيه، جزاكم الله خير. جزاكم الله خير. تبقى يا شيخ معنا دقائق عما نترجم هذه، ولا تذهبوا اللي ريحك؟
نحن نسمع عن طريق النت، نسمعها عن طريق النت.
اللهم بارك، جزاكم الله خير يا شيخنا.
نحن نتابعكم عن طريق الانترنت ان شاء الله.
بإذن الله تعالى، بإذن الله. ربنا يبارك فيكم.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. تعز الشيخ حفظه الله سيد، ان شاء الله we continue this next time, but in conclusion he said, and from the great benefits in matters of aqidah and matters of tawheed that Yaqub have taught his sons is when they returned to him and told him, that your son had been stolen from us. Your son had been stolen from us, and we are not to witness except by what we have known. And of course, as he mentioned in the ayat, and we did not know of the unknown, or we did not know of how to preserve the unknown or keep up with the unknown. And even ask the village that we were in it, and those who were in the same caravan with us, if we are truthful or not. And that's rough translation of the ayah. And inshallah, we'll find the correct translation from the Noble Quran. Again, I advise everybody to read this whole translation of this whole chapter from the Noble Quran, so you get a better idea of what we're talking about. After quoting this ayat, Ya'qub said, but rather it was your nafs that have made it easy upon you, this affair. So Ya'qub alayhi salatu wassalam have mentioned in the, at the end of this ayat, the word of patience again, just like he mentioned it when he lost Yusuf in the first of the chapter. Ya'qub alayhi salam mentioned the word of sabran jamila, beautiful patience, and reminded his children of that. Just like when they came to him in the beginning of the chapter, his children, and said, we lost Yusuf. And of course, what is correct, as the Sheikh Hafidhahullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never lose or never waste the reward for those who are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave those who are patient and lost. So despite the harm that Ya'qub faced with his children, he still reminded himself and reminded his children to be patient. And he said, sabran jamila. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, as-sabr inda sadmatil ula. Verily, patience is when calamity hits you first, or at the time the calamity hits you, in the beginning of the calamity. Then he told them, that is Ya'qub, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return to him his kids. He told his children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return his kids to him. So he told them two great attributes of Allah and two perfect names of Allah when he said, verily Allah is Al-Alim Al-Hakim, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Allah is the all-knowing of my condition, meaning Ya'qub's condition, and your condition, everybody called condition. Allah is Al-Alim by what rectifies your affairs and my affairs and everybody else's affairs from the creation. And also Allah Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, meaning of what happening to me and what's happening to you. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, is All-Wise in all of his actions. So these words, these beautiful words that Ya'qub told or taught his sons, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, is what is a must to be taught between the parents and their children, and between the grandparents and the grandchildren, and between the teachers and their students, and so on and on and on. Verily, Allah is the Lord, is the Rabb, that knows of the unknown and comes about with the unknown. And verily Allah is the Hakim, is the All-Wise in everything that he does and destines for his creation. So that's why Ya'qub told them, sabran jamila, meaning beautiful patience. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it might be, and this is the second benefit we're coming into, it might be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all of them together. Verily he is Al-Alim Al-Hakim, he's the All-Knowing, All-Wise. So these are very... The three very heavy statements in this ayat that indicates in it, as the Sheikh said, or teaches us the kinds of tawheed or the categories of monotheism. And this is something that we learn only from the prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent to mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayat, verily those that he subhanahu wa ta'ala have guided them. So by their guidance, seek the guidance. By their guidance, seek the guidance. By the guidance of the prophets and messengers that Allah have sent, seek their guidance. So beautiful patience. Beautiful patience, as Ya'qub said to his sons. It may be, so these are the three that we're going over. Beautiful patience and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all my kids back to me. And verily, he is al-alim al-hakim, the all-knowing, the all-wise. And also from the benefits that Yaqub did not give up upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never gave up hope. But rather, he had the hunger for the will and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the hunger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he had the will and the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring or return Yusuf to him. Even though, as some of the scholars of the Sunnah have mentioned, Yusuf was lost already or was absent from his father for more than 40 years, and in some narrations, 80 years. But yet, as stated in the ayat, Yaqub said that Allah will bring them all together, meaning including Binyamin, his other son, and Yusuf. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Sheikh said, to soak our hearts with the correct aqidah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our affairs and fill our hearts with trust and tawakkul in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as hope and dependence upon Allah. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim al-hakim. He's the one that we have all our dependence upon, and from Him we have all the hope. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said, and jazakum Allahu khayran. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify all of your affairs, and I ask Allah to rectify the lands and the slaves with you, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you from those that are guiding the people to the sunnah and be keys to the good, locks for the evil. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the eyes of the blind with you, and open the ears of the deaf with you, and unlock the hearts of the people with you. And peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us and you come together inshallah another time to complete the second part of this beautiful lecture. And we bid you farewell with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that will never waste or never lose his trust subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness, and anything that I said as a translator that is correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Any correction, please send it to the brothers at Muhaddin Publications, and stay tuned with them inshallah through their social media accounts to find out when we're going to have the Shaykh for the second part of this lecture. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.